Chapter 6. Meet Yourself. From the Future. Takeaway. The more you see your future self, you only in the future, as a stranger, the more likely you are to give your future self the same workload that you would give a stranger and put things off to tomorrow. It's important to get in touch with your future self by doing things like sending a letter to future you, creating a future memory, or even downloading an app that will show you what you look like in the future. An awkward letter. About 1 week ago, I received a letter in the mail. Receiving an actual letter is odd itself, but to make things even odder, it was from myself. Here's the letter in its entirety, which I sent to myself 8 months ago. Hi, man. Right now, you're kind of at a crossroads, unsure of what career, money, life, and other choices to make. I'd like to fast forward several months to see how things turn out, not gonna lie. But right now, you're surrounded by 8 brand new friends, and you're happy, in the fray of uncertainty. Everything is good because you're surrounded by people you care for and that care for you. I'm not sure how things will be with Arden, I guess, pretty good at this rate, but you are happy to hear her voice today. I'm not sure how healthy you'll be, but right now you're in the best shape of your life. I'm also not sure, since a common theme here, how happy, positive, mindful, or anything else you'll be. But I guess that's the beauty of it all. It's a cliche, but you believe this. Happiness is nothing more than coming to terms with how things change. I hope you're happy and doing great. At this rate, I know you are. Love, Chris. For the last 5 years, I've volunteered for an organization named Camp Quality. Camp Quality is a worldwide charity that puts on week-long summer camps designed to help kids who suffer from cancer feel like kids again. Volunteers are paired up with a camper, and we hang out with them for a week, and every once in a while throughout the year. In addition to the week-long camps, the organization puts on a yearly 4-day leadership camp for teenagers who suffered from cancer when they were kids. The camp lets people like myself share what we've learned so the campers can navigate some of the teen experiences we've already gone through. One of the activities at last year's leadership camp, whether you were a camper or a volunteer, was to write a letter to your future self. Even though my letter is a little awkward to look back on, I still remember the activity being valuable for a very specific reason. We hardly ever think about our future selves. The difference between you and Taylor Swift. If you were to lie down in an fMRI machine, a machine that measures your brain activity by looking at changes in blood flow, and you thought about your future self and then thought about a total stranger, like Taylor Swift, you would notice something peculiar when you looked at the two scans. They wouldn't be all that different. Hal Hirschfield, a professor at UCLA's Anderson School of Management, has conducted this exact study and found that while the average participant's brain scan of his or her present self and a stranger's scan varied quite a bit, the participant's brain scan of his or her future self and a total stranger's scan were almost identical. This has a huge impact on your productivity. The more you see yourself like a stranger, the more likely you are to give your future self the same workload that you would give a stranger, and the more likely you are to put things off to tomorrow for your future self to do. Since you see yourself from the future as no different from a stranger, you also see her or him as less tired, busy, and more focused and disciplined than the version of you that's listening to this book. And while in some ways that will be true, particularly as you begin to implement the tactics in this audiobook, you'll obviously have a lot more in common with yourself today than with a total stranger. The more disconnected you are from your future self, the more likely you are to do things like give your future self more work than you would give your present self, agree to unproductive or pointless meetings far off in the future, keep 10 uninspiring documentaries around on your PVR that you'll get around to watching, continually transfer aversive tasks to tomorrow's to-do list, and save less money for retirement. If I asked if you wanted to sign up for a marathon that's 10 weeks from now, chances are you wouldn't agree to it. That would require a ton of work over the next several months to build up to running 26.2 miles. But if I asked if you wanted to sign up for a marathon that's 2.5 years from now, though you still may not agree, chances are you'll feel a lot less resistance to the idea. You're a lot more likely to be attracted to the grand idea of running a marathon than you are to think about what your future self will have to do to get there. Surprisingly, though our limbic system takes over when we procrastinate, the prefrontal cortex is responsible for us not taking our future selves into account when we make decisions. Getting in touch. To understand how we think about our future selves, Hal Hirschfeld conducted a fascinating experiment. He teamed up with professional animators to set up a simulator that showed participants a live 3D model of what they will look like when they retire. If a student moved even slightly, opened his or her mouth to speak, or turned one way or another, the model did the exact same thing in real time. After Hirschfeld asked students a bunch of questions in the simulator, he gave them a task. Allocate $1,000 between their present-day selves and for themselves at retirement. After the experiment, he discovered something remarkable. Students who stepped into the simulator saved more than twice as much for retirement than those who didn't. Quote, "It's so easy to commit your future self to things your current self wouldn't want to do," he says. We call this a planning fallacy. He explains that you have the best of intentions when you make commitments for your future self, but that your future self usually gets the short end of the stick. But it's part of our biological makeup. Quote, "Evolutionarily speaking, when you could be eaten by a lion at any moment, saving for the future doesn't make much sense," he says. "But it's easier to travel through time and get in touch with your future self than you think. I've already revealed my favorite way to get in touch with my future self, through the rule of three. In the rule of three, your future self takes center stage. By mentally fast-forwarding to the end of the day and thinking about what you want to accomplish, you activate the planning centers in your prefrontal cortex while you also step into the shoes of your future self. And you do the same when you plan out your three accomplishments at the start of every week." After coming across Hirschfeld's research, I conducted a number of experiments to get in touch with my future self. Here are my favorite three. 1. Fire up Aging Booth. While hiring a programmer to create a 3D virtual reality simulator is probably out of your price range, I personally love an app called Aging Booth, which transforms a picture of your face into what you will look like in several decades. There are also other apps like it, like Merrill Edge's web app that shows you a live avatar of what you'll look like at retirement. Go to faceretirement.merrilledge.com. Aging Booth is my favorite of them all, and it's available for both Android and iOS, and it's free. On the website for this book, productivityprojectbook.com, you can see what to expect out of the app. I framed a picture of myself that hangs above my computer in my office, where I see it every day. Visitors are usually freaked out. 2. Send a letter to your future self. Like the letter I wrote at camp, writing and sending a letter to yourself in the future is a great way to bridge the gap between you and your future self. I frequently use futureme.org to send emails to myself in the future, particularly when I see myself being unfair to future me. 3. Create a future memory. I'm not a fan of hocus-pocus visualizations, so I hope this doesn't sound like one. In her brilliant book, The Willpower Instinct, Kelly McGonigal recommends creating a memory of yourself in the future, like one where you don't put off a report you're procrastinating on, or one where you read 10 interesting books because you staved off the temptation of binge-watching 3 seasons of House of Cards on Netflix. Simply imagining a better, more productive version of yourself down the line has been shown to be enough to motivate you to act in ways that are helpful for your future self. By the way, at the end of most winters, I leave a $20 bill in my pocket, which I completely forget about until I reach into my winter coat pocket the next year. While it's important not to be unfair to your future self, one of the most awesome things you can do is treat your future self. Whether that means saving for the future, saying no to eating pizza tonight, working out, learning calculus, putting on sunscreen, flossing, reading more, or leaving some money in your coat pocket to find 6 months later. You'll feel incredible later on. The time traveling challenge. Time required, 10 minutes. Energy and focus required, 4 out of 10. Value, 7 out of 10. Fun, 9 out of 10. What you'll get out of it? You'll become less likely to put things off until tomorrow, foisting them on your future self because you no longer see your future self as a stranger. When you put something off or waste time, you're almost always being unfair to your future self. Before you get in touch with your future self, it's worth pausing for a few seconds to think about how tight you two are in the first place. According to Hirschfield, everyone identifies differently with their future self. He calls how closely you identify with your future self continuity. Before getting in touch with your future self, ask yourself, on a scale of 0 to 10, how closely do you identify with future you? After you've identified where you fall, if you find yourself a bit estranged from your future self, invest in connecting with future you, either by downloading an app like Aging Booth, sending a letter to future you through a site like futureme.org, or if you're feeling particularly adventurous, by imagining your future self and creating a future memory. Trust me, you'll thank yourself later.